up and go for a minute.
Welcome to Us and My Mice. Love you and I, cause I love you so much. I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year. I love you. Say goodbye. Just going to school. And that's okay. Yum, 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 yum. I just love you.
Welcome to Travel Tuesday. Give me one quick second, please.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Hi. This is Mike Clayton. Hi, Rick.
Hello.
It appears that Mary has done some magic. Well, you did it. Somebody did it, because now the three of us are at least on. And this is our wife, this is Mary, and then you, and then me.
Everything's fixed so far.
Awesome.
Well, no, you have to be patient and know that this works in slow motion. When they get a little confused at blog, you just walk very slowly and stay very calm. And as Rick Reese would say, everything's okay.
Everything's all right.
I mean, well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Tuesday edition of Tuesday Travel at the host of the Optimize My Life radio show, blog radio platform, and that's sponsored to you, brought to you by the Hope Collection. Today we have some incredible people that are joining us from around the world, really, and one of the individuals who I want to share and have speak the most is, his name is Rick Reese. And I say that because on several fronts, you talk about leaders and you talk about people who have walked the walk, people who not only have the vision, but have implemented steps to make things happen. We believe that if you're going to accomplish anything in life, you have to believe that, because we read a book that says that's the truth. And when we do that, we see it happening in the lives of people. What's so exciting is that we get testimonies day and night of people that have implemented the idea of living a vision, working for a dream, and people that have faith and have walked the walk of that faith. It's not a surprise when they succeed. It's not a surprise when they achieve. It's the fulfillment of the vision. And isn't that just exciting? We just came off the greatest day on the face of the history of mankind, Easter Sunday, and a vision was made and created that we could have life everlasting. That's a vision, guys. And you know what? The process to make that happen all came true. And so we celebrated that just a couple days ago. Now we're going to be able to live a life of fulfilling that vision, the big vision in our life, and touching lives of other people. My name is Ron Clayton. I'm the host of the Hope Collection show today, and I'm also the president of the board of the Hope Collection. So what happens is we have a number of people that come to these shows Monday through Friday at noon Eastern time. Yeah, we got a little late start today, but we're here. And if you come on late, that's okay. If you're listening to this in the archive, historical archives, understand, it's still the same message that's going forward, and we're glad you're with us today. Rick, I know that the beginning of the week starts with a message, a Monday night group that gets together, and they review many parts of their testimonies in life and what they're doing to climb the mountains of the principles of faith and building the kingdom. And many people on Monday night come to that show to share their experiences, learn how to be more effective at what they're doing because we're all hit and inundated with all kinds of distractions. And so having an army armor to protect ourselves with the distractions help us get to where we want to go. You have proven that over and over and over again.
Peace, be still. Right. That's one of the things we realize is that peace be still as a command. And Jesus, of course, spoke to the winds, to the waves, to the storm. And when he was on the boat there going across, he said, we will get to the other side. And he took a little nap. But when he woke up, everybody was in such disarray and fearful, frightful. And he spoke to the winds and the waves, and he said, peace, be still. And nature obeyed. And that is so cool. Because as a command, you know, we can speak the same thing to the storms and the waves in our life. And while everyone else around us is just, oh, my God, things are coming to a living end. We wake up and we say, peace, be still. And what's so cool about that, Ron, is that our timing is always perfect. We're never late, we're never early, we're always on time. And when you actually come to that place, as we all have, of realizing our timing is always perfect, you know, we can rest in it. We can rest in trials, we can rest in tribulations, we can rest, you know, in the things that happen to everybody in life, knowing that it's all right and that it's going to be all right. I was looking at this one sheet that talked about that I think when Lynn Cain had his, we did his little ceremony on his call, we were asking, you know, some of the military things that we bring to our business. Of course, today is Travel Tuesday. And I was just reading the little sheet here. And solve problems under pressure. We do that, right, Mary? Lead, follow, get out of the way. Sin of commission versus omission. You're never out of the fight. And we have a warfighter attitude.
You know, that is so true.
We have a winning attitude.
That is so true. That's how we operate. You know, you see that? Either you get out of the way or you do something. Don't sit and whine about it. And you just call into action, you jump. You know, it's like, for instance, this morning the radio show. Country Boy called me, said they was having issues. I said, give me 5 minutes, and we'll figure it out, because I wasn't home. The one day I'm not home during the radio show. And I'm on the phone with Ron, I'm like, all right, let's figure this out. You know, we problem solved it and figured it out and got it working.
Solve problems under pressure.
Yeah.
and there's a calm to it. You know, there's a calm to it, knowing though that the job has to get done because people are either waiting in the military, we know lives may be on the line, or the mission may be impacted. And so there's a focus and there's a calm. And that becomes an attitude toward life, knowing that, you know, slow down, focus, go through the steps, right, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and get her done, right, Ron? Get her done, son. And that becomes an attitude. It becomes an attitude that we have in life, and very, very successful at it if you practice it. You know, to be able to assess the situation, and first of all, knowing that it's not life-threatening, but to be able to calmly say, okay, what needs to be done? And see, and that's what we do on the call on Mondays in Marketplace Ministry, and with, of course, the Hope Collection, and the faith pillar, being able to assess what's going on, being able to slow down And in regards to life, we talk travel on Tuesdays, but one of the things I love about the show is that we actually talk travel, and but it's really life that we're talking about. You know, because many times we're talking, and Ron, I just love how you just go through your trips and all you can eat, cream of wheat and selling in Europe and all the different things and the peace that we have. But we're talking the travel, but we're saying, you know, once you have travel in your life, you change. You know, you actually do change.
Yeah,
like,
that's right. It's absolutely, you know, we're at a point in the next couple of weeks, we have a very special event happening. Linda has worked through life, you know, and she now has reached a point where due to our economics and how the Lord has blessed us, and we've tried to be smart with our money and be good stewards. And so on the 28th of this month, she's able to stop having to go, and she's not going to have a boss anymore. She's hanging up the word boss in her life. Boss just means, well, a lot of things, but it isn't very nice. Now she's going to be free. In fact, this morning when she woke up, she says, you know, a couple of weeks from now, I don't have to do this. I can stay here or get up. I can plan my day where I want to be, when I want to be, and how I'm going to be and who I'm going to be with. Now, to make that decision, there's been, she has worked 40 years. She said she really has only had three jobs her entire life. So what she's done has been worked very steady, and she's very dependable, and she's very qualified for the things she does. She was rewarded for that, and now the real reward is that she's now able to utilize that we've been stewards of what we have so that we have the ability to make a change in our life. That all came about really because of an attitude that we developed to understand, number one, that God did give us incredible fruits, and he gave us incredible tools. He equipped us in many, many ways, and by serving. And the reason he does that, by the way, is not so we can brag on who we are, what we do, or what we've done. It's because he's given to us to use to serve others. And in doing that, it's allowed us to, when on the 29th, we're having a little party. And she started out, she said, well, we'll have about this many people. And so far from the invitations that have gone out, we're up over 60 people, and not everybody has returned. They're coming or going yet. So it kind of blown way past she dreamed. I said, honey, you've touched a lot of people's lives. There's probably another 50 that would come if they didn't live out of town. I said, it's because of how you have served others. That's called the circle of appreciation. And people are coming to recognize what you've done. Now, that story can be said of many, 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 many other people, particularly people that call into the show, because what we learned, Rick, and you and Joel Griffin and other leaders have taught us, Coach, I can name a whole bunch of people, Brenda, Jill St. John, set a pattern for serving that today has rewards. God himself gives rewards because we're following the path that he put us on. And I'm just grateful that we had the fortunate nuts of acknowledging it, following it, and stayed focused enough that got us to where we are. If we had been more focused and more deliberate, we'd be farther along. But that's just the facts of life. And so different people are somewhere along that map along the way, and some are much further ahead than they want to be, and some are behind where they want to be. Guess what, Rick? You taught us we could change it.
You know, serving has rewards. Serving definitely has rewards, and the money that you make, who's that Nightingale that says the money that you make will never exceed your service that you render? If you can serve a lot, you make a lot. And that's pretty powerful. You know, so congratulations to Linda. and what she's doing and taking that step, because there's a lot of people that work past their retirement. Yeah, we have people all the time that says, huh?
Her mom worked. She was 80. Her mom worked till she was 80 years old. At 80, she worked for Target. They were sending her out of town, all over New York State, to open up the new stores. Why? Because she had learned skills and she was so good at it, intentional and good. At 80 years old, she could understand how to set up and run the cashier section to serve customers.
Wow.
Now, there were people that were a fourth of her age that couldn't do what she did, but she taught them. She served.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And see, and we've got skills. I know when I was retiring from the military, I was like, what am I going to do? And crossing over, it's like retiring is like crossing over. Retiring from anything is like crossing over one by one. And, you know, when I got out, when I crossed over, like, okay. But one of the things that you realize, like you just said, Ron, is that you got skills. You have skills. And a lot of times people get set in their ways, their skills that are limited by their job. And so they never really have to push themselves. And beyond, you know, what they, you know, beyond their comfort level, and because they just use the skills that are required on the job. But we have skills. When I left the military and I went into the community, the workaday world, which exercised pretty much the same skills, but then when I went into the community and I exercised the skill of service, and I was like, wow, this is fun. If I could just make money out of it. And, but the skill of service, the attitude, the passion of service makes all the difference in the world. And see, and that's when we came actually into the travel business while I was in the community. Well, before that, but I didn't know it was actually something you could make money. But when I went into the community, I realized it was something that could actually create an income stream, you know, generate a revenue stream. And allow me to serve. Isn't that something, to be able to serve and create a revenue stream from a business? By the way, that's fun. And be able to stay in the community and make money in your passion. I know for a fact that when Linda's retiring on the 29th, she's got skills like you wouldn't believe, or you would believe, all over. She's got major, major skills. She's going to find that she can do anything, but she's in the travel business also. And so she's actually coming to that place that you've been. And that, go ahead, mute your phone if you are listening to the show. Mute your phone so we don't get your feedback when you're talking. And she's going to find, though, that she's got major, major, major skills. If you're listening to the show, go ahead and mute your phone, so we don't hear your voices in the background. I guess we were on the show, Ron. We could actually mute it, huh? Mary would have to mute it.
Anyone who's logged into the dashboard can mute it. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, no, you're good.
You always think you get a day off.
No, take Mary, take your day off. It's too late, Rick. And Linda has skills. And that's probably one of the biggest things in just talking about retirement. And actually having a skill set that makes you more than the job was willing to pay you. Linda has a skill set that's going to pay her more than the job was willing to pay her.
She's more valuable to me, and the things that we're doing, touching lives and making this a better world, she's more valuable doing that. And the bag, to tell the truth, Joel used to say, having a good job is like having a firm grip on an empty bag. You know, in the last year to show you, you know how it says don't put your reliance on things. Well, one of the things they taught us from going back many years was have a retirement fund. The government came up with something called a 401k. That's a retirement program. Well, two and a half, 3 years ago, it was worth 40% more than it is today. The economics of the world has just taken that retirement plan and Walmart didn't wipe it out, but it took it down to nothing. Now, we had made some adjustments with what you had that money tied up in, being good stewards, and that's important. But many people don't do that, and all of a sudden they open up and they say, well, I did this. Well, the world changes, and what we have to be is very, very attuned to how the world is changing. And so that's why Joel vetted different areas of opportunities that he highly recommended each one of us take advantage of. That's our responsibility. And you know what? Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's scary, but I'll tell you what, an awful lot of good stuff is coming out as a result of it, and we're grateful. And anybody that's on this call or anybody that's in the world, that's in our world, our environment, we are doing everything. There's not a person that's not a part of the leadership or working in this organization that isn't doing something to allow others to take advantage of and help them to make a change or cause a change in the direction where they might be headed.
You know, what's interesting is that we've all been in that place of transition. You know, when you are in one, doing one thing like a job all your life, and then you transition to do something else. That's a scary place sometimes. And because you don't know if you're going to be successful. And it's like people actually starting a new venture, you know, going into a business. And especially if, you know, leaving a job to go into a business and, like, for the first time starting your own business, going in business for yourself. That's scary sometimes. I know for me, well, I'm a faith-based person, so I'm like, you know, Lord, if you can do this, I'm going to go on this ride. I can't do it by myself. So I'm different. I guess I fall into a different category because I'm not driven by fear. You know, it's like, hey, Father, you brought me this far. You know, I'm starting this. Show me how. I seek information. That's what we talk about on Mondays for the Marketplace Ministry Call. You know, seeking information.
You know, Rick.
Go right ahead.
You know, you say you're not driven by fear, but I think with the military background, like for me instance, that fear is a motivating factor to help push you to keep going.
Mm.
You have that faith that, you know, you're going to get to that right step, and that keeps you going, but you still have that little bit of fear when you first start out, like when you have kids, but that's what keeps you going.
Yeah.
You don't let it stop you. It's like that push, like that kid taunting you that you're never going to get it. You got to prove them wrong. Or in my case, because you're a girl, you can't do something.
Wow, that's powerful. That's true.
You know,
somebody says
guys,
you can't do it.
Rick, I remember when I was in my younger days, I sound like an old salt. Okay, well, I am. In my young days at school, high school, they wanted me to make a choice. What are you doing with your future? Where are you going to go into? What school are you going to go to make your life work? And I didn't know. I had no clue. In fact, I didn't have a clue in high school. I didn't have a clue about anything. I was kind of like a wallflower. Nobody knew I was there. Somebody wrote in my yearbook, most likely not to succeed. Well, what did I do to prove anything different? There really wasn't anything. You know, I did play on some teams, sports. I loved sports. I wasn't any good at it, but I loved it. Well, the reason I'm saying this is that my mom and dad knew somebody at the junior college 2 years. they could get me in because there was a space for a class where I could get in. It was metallurgical technology. Now, guys, that's all about today. The metals, it's not just steel. It's not just aluminum. They do combinations of all kinds of metals now. The airplanes are no longer made out of titanium or just steel or just titanium. And they mix everything together and create products that you never dreamed they could do it. But to do that, you had to have a strong background in physics and advanced calculus and trigonography. I can't even say it. Guys, I flunked every one of those courses in high school. But because I wanted to go to school, I really wanted to become a history teacher, but they were overbooked with teachers to be history teachers, and they didn't want them. But, so I took what I could get. Did I love it? No. But I did it because I wanted to at least, I did it for a lot of reasons. I wanted to please my parents. My sisters had gone to college. You know, it was like, I got to do something. I can't be like, and I wanted to be like everybody else. Well, that wasn't necessarily the great path to go on. And then I found out I could sell things. I could tell the story. I could listen to people and hear their stories and then share back to them. Well, do what you want. I got pretty good at it. So I ended up in sales and ended up eventually working for a company where we went from $27,000 to $79 million in 3 years with no inventory. Now, I got to tell you something. That's a real good track record. It really is. Even I have to admit that. Well, guys, it wasn't because I was so great. I got into some circumstances that allowed me to surround myself with people who had vision, who had belief and trust. The big word for every single person on this phone is learning to help people to learn to a higher level of trust. And if you're going to build anything, the reason Rick Reese and Brenda Reese have a very successful business and have had kinds of accolades and all kinds of money, rightfully so, is because they help people learn to trust. The world is filled, if you go out your front door and look at your neighbor on the right and the neighbor on the left and across the street, I will guarantee you they will be the same. And if another pandemic happens, they'll be just as lost as they were in the last one. But if you can influence them in helping to grow their level of trust in any area, if you create it in a program that rewards you for trusting people, you'll get wealthy.
That's good.
I know what I said.
You need to write a book.
I'm writing
a book. What would be a good title for that chapter? Helping people grow to another level of trust. You know, it's funny because I was in a meeting yesterday, and you know I'm working with this company, this called Clear World, and Clear World is a company that that develops sustainable solar products, and for smart cities, and building smart cities, and I've been working with them for a while, just like you're saying, going to another level of trust with them, not even doing business, but just going to a whole nother level of trust with them and me understanding their product and what they bring to the table. And because of some of the things I'm going to be doing, you know, with the veterans group down in Florida. Well, a friend of mine has this opportunity. So I'm not going to go into any detail, but he's actually building something huge and where they need solar power and solar energy and streets that are lined with light poles that, you know, that are driven by solar. And that's something that Clear World does. And so I'm a major connector, master connector. And so I said, well, let me introduce, you know, Clear World to my friend who has need of their product and services. So we was on a Zoom yesterday, and to introduce, you know, just to make that introduction. And little did I know, when I got on the Zoom, another friend of mine was part of this group that the gentleman that's leading this project, he wanted me to talk to some of, you know, he wanted to have some other people from his little group they put together on the Zoom. And so he set up the Zoom. I had Clear World on there. And my friend, and he brought somebody else that I didn't know was part of his group who knew me. So we start the Zoom, and I see his name. I'm like, hey, I didn't know that you was on this project, you know. And he says, Rick, I didn't know you was on this project. He says, I was coming on here to, you know, I had put on my boxing gloves. I was going to duke it out with this company, you know, Clear World. And he said, but when I saw your name, I said, hey, if Rick is involved in this, working with this company, they got to be all right. Because he's not going to put his name on anything that is not, you know, legitimate. And I thought about that afterwards, and I thought about that when you just said helping people learn to trust by the things you do, the things you say, the reputation you may or may not realize you're establishing. And when he said that, I said, really? I said, when I saw your name, I said, hey! You saw my name and face. He said, hey. And I was like, wow. He says, Rick, I was ready to fight it out with this company because I didn't know what they brought to the table and I was going to duke it out. But when I saw that you was involved in working with them or just connected to them, and I went, wow. You never realize that somebody is watching you right now. Somebody is observing how you do things. Somebody is observing your level of integrity. Somebody is observing whether you freak out to situations or if you're cool, calm, and collected like Mary and getting the show started. You know, somebody's watching, and you're either building up their trust or you're tearing it down. Or maybe you're keeping it level. But somebody is watching you. When that happened yesterday, Ron, I was like, whoa, that is amazing. You have no idea the impact your life has on other people. But it has one. And you have to ask yourself, you know, what impact does my life have on other people? Now, today is Travel Tuesday, but as we talk, travel is life. What is the impact you're having on someone right now that is watching you? And you may or may not even know them, but I'm telling you, they're watching you and you are impacting them in some kind of way. And see, sometimes, Ron, we have to make that self-assessment and ask ourselves, am I helping people learn to trust? Am I helping people learn to trust? And we have to answer that question honestly. Which path am I leading them down? You know, as we started the show, you know, Jesus waking up, taking a nap in the midst of the storm, and he wakes up and he says, a command to the winds and to nature, peace be still, and nature obeys him. What are you in the elements? Are you the storm? Right? Are you the calming factor to the storm? And we all kind of know. You know, it's not a mystery. We all kind of know. But you know what? Let me stop right there in case anyone has anything they want to say.
You know, I'm going to interrupt for 1 second. Not only are you building trust, but you're also teaching faith. And by that, I mean you're having faith in you and what you're doing, but then, you know, encouraging them to be able to breathe through the troubles of life. They're building that faith in themselves and that higher power that, you know, they can handle it too. It's, if you can do it, they can do it.
You can make it. If you can take it, you can make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
if you can take, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say there's people that are on this call that have in their life in the last 30 days have directly impacted the lives of a dozen people that I would say their lives have been changed forever because they stepped out on faith and did things that was had no idea where things are headed, but that level of trust fell into place. And now because of the power of trust and the power of the connection, and I would just say, because I'm not ashamed to say it, that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is leading the way. And the more we rely on that, the more free we are to do more. And that's what we need to do because the world needs so much. And we have to become more so that we can deliver on that promise.
You know, and that's exactly right. Go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking, Rick, while you was talking, if you have the opportunity in the position that you and Ron and I and Mary have, and we're trying to deliver a message, if the message is just not right and if it's not positive, it's going to get stamped, return to sender. Mary, when I ask one for you, every time I hear Mary talk, she always says, when you do what you do, Rick Reese, can't nobody do what you do, Ron Clayton. When you let your little light shine, regardless on how bright it is, don't be jealous of me because I got an LED and you running off a 40 watt. But when you let your little light shine, it unconsciously is what Mary teaches. It unconsciously allows other people to let their little light shine also. So, Rick, when you ask, I always put it in a Shakespeare term, to be or not to be, or you be sunshine or you to be the storm. That's what you were saying, Rick. Back to you, Ron.
Well, I just think our show is one here, you know, and it never fails that somehow or another, I believe the message that's coming through on a regular basis on these lunchtime, we're having these fireside chats together, and there are a lot of people that are listening. There's a lot of ears that are taking this in. And I hope and pray that what we share is not our wisdom, but the wisdom of the Holy Spirit that is leading us and directing us so that we can take more steps. So as we bring more people, we compound the effort. It's like that story when the troops were marching over bridges in Europe. They had to break cadence. They were in regular step-by-step, identical lockstep, they call it. When they all stepped over that bridge at the same time with the same power, they'd knock it down. So they had to break cadence. They had to stop marching in unison. Now, they were still united as a force, but when they were in unison in their steps, the power of multiplication of their energy. And guys, what we're doing is we're multiplying our energy and the results that can happen from it. And you're all part of that team. So I want to thank you. And I pray that you'll bring that to more people, more ways every day, and we'll be really heroes for a lot of people. I thank you. I thank everyone that we had some little trouble today, but here we are. We made it. Thank you, Mary.
We made it.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Country Boys. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, everybody, that you stayed with us, that we could have this message given out today.
Are you trustworthy? You know, and that's what I think everyone has to ask, answer. Am I willing, you know, to go it alone as an example of whatever it is I'm saying? And to show that I'll lead by example to be trustworthy for someone to follow. And that's the assessment that people are making on all our lives. You know, is this person trustworthy? Are they willing to lead by example? And to, if necessary, go it alone to create a path, to trailblaze a path for others to follow. And I believe that's all of us on this call, the leadership that's on this call right now. You know, we actually said, sign me up. Uncle Sam needs you. Not Uncle Sam, but the opportunity needs you. Sign me up. I'm willing to blaze a path and to become trustworthy for others to see that I'm on that cutting, bleeding edge sometimes, and that they can trust me. I won't give up on them. You know, I won't lead them down this other path, you know, that to destruction. You know what, Ron? You say this a lot. That's servant leadership, like Joel says. That is the servant leader.
Amen. Everybody, have a blessed day. Appreciate you so much. Keep everything in prayer that you know if you – and you know what? Even if you don't know, keep it in prayer because you'll get the answers. It's fun. Love you all. Bye now.
We'll see you.